was looking back at me. To say that I had arrived at a jumping-off point is an understatement. Life just could not go on like this much longer. I began the process of speeding up the day when life would end. My doctor has 6 or 7 suicide attempts on my medical records. Most were pitiful efforts to reach out for help, although I didn't see it at the time. My last such attempt was very public and demonstrated that I had lost touch with reality and with any sense of what my actions could do to others. A friend took pity on me, I think, and invited me to his home for Thanksgiving. His parents were in town from the East Coast, and he was having a big party. There at the dinner table, I stood up and attempted suicide in front of everyone. The memory of that has always stuck in my mind as the definition of pitiful, incomprehensible demoralization that the Big Book talks about. What is sadder is that my actions had made sense to me at the time. As a result of that episode, I ended up seeing a psychiatrist to find out what was wrong with me. At our very first session, she invited me to tell me about yourself. I proceeded to do so, only to be told to stop after I had only spoken for 5 minutes or so. She explained that she really only had 2 things to say to me, that she thought I hadn't told the truth since I walked into the office, and that I was an alcoholic. It took me a long time to understand how a description of my life could make anyone think I was a drunk. The doctor said that if I was going to continue to see her, I had to agree to do 2 things. First, she gave me a business card with a phone number on it. She said, the next time I tried to kill myself, I should call that.